to finance now, and the Reserve Bank has hinted it will cut interest rates next month or in the months ahead as the mining boom slows quicker than expected.
Mr. Stevens says the gloom over Europe's debt crisis is starting to ease, but he says productivity must be boosted to combat the forecast resources slowdown.
The latest inflation data, while not in themselves a major problem, were higher than expected, and the gloom in the global economy has lifted a bit, at least for the moment. The peak is probably going to be a bit lower now than we thought 6 or 9 months ago. And that's in view of the fact that prices have come down for commodities and they've been more variable. And boards of directors of resource companies, not to mention their lenders, have become more conservative.
Glenn Stevens speaking in Melbourne last night. Let's go to the markets. And the Dow has dropped 26 points. The Nasdaq fell 7. The S&P 500 is down slightly. And across in London, the FTSE closed 10 points weaker. To commodity markets, West Texas crude is trading at $86 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $115 a barrel. And gold's at $1,727 an ounce. The Aussie dollar's buying 104 US cents, 81 euro cents and 65 pence sterling.